This is NPR.
And thank you, Mike. Good morning, everyone. Iowa Governor Chuck Colver is warning the next flooding danger lies in the southeastern part of his state. Hundreds of thousands of sandbags are being laid on top of levees to protect towns and cities on the Mississippi River. It may not be enough. It didn't work for Cedar Rapids, where 24,000 people are still out of their homes. Northeast Missouri is now preparing for flooding from the Mississippi. Adam Allington of member station KWMU reports the town of Canton is preparing.
Current projections have the Mississippi cresting several inches over the town's levee. Canton Emergency Management Director Jeff McReynolds says as other levees fail, the river level will drop.
This is a horrible thing to say, but whoever can keep their necks above water the longest wins, because you gradually start seeing levee failures, and as those other levees fail, that would certainly be to our benefit.
Sandbaggers, including prison inmates, have also been fortifying levees in the towns of Hannibal, Alexandria, Clarksville, and other riverside communities, where cresting is expected mid to late week.
That's Adam Allington reporting. Recent flooding has now killed 63 people in China. Chinese state media reports well over a million people have been evacuated to safety as heavy rain pours down on several Chinese provinces. NATO is preparing for new fighting in Afghanistan. Taliban rebels engineered a major prison breakout last Friday that freed nearly 1,000 prisoners jailed in Kandahar. Hundreds of these escapees were Taliban militants. Now, as NPR's Ivan Watson reports, those militants have taken over several small Afghan towns.
We've just spoken with a local official here in Kandahar, an Afghan official who leads the Taliban Reconciliation Committee. He says, according to his information, 5 to 7 of those villages have been captured by the Taliban, and hundreds of Afghan families have fled those villages. The NATO force says it is preparing to mount some kind of operation, that hundreds of Afghan soldiers have been brought to the area, and that NATO forces have also been repositioned to prepare for some kind of action around this disputed territory.
NPR's Ivan Watson. This year's winner of the 2008 U.S. Open Golf Championship is Tiger Woods. It wasn't easy. He had to go to a playoff yesterday with opponent Rocco Mediate, but after 18 holes of that, they still needed a sudden-death match, and Woods won that on the first hole. And the New York Mets have fired their manager, Willie Randolph. He was sacked overnight, less than 3 months into the season. In 2006, he led the Mets to within just a single win of reaching the World Series, but the Mets fell apart in a dramatic fashion. They lost Game 7 to St. Louis in the ninth inning. Last year was even more painful. The Mets collapsed in September, losing 12 of their last 17 games and missing the playoffs entirely. They've struggled for much of the season as the cloud over Randolph grew darker. He'll be replaced by bench coach Jerry Manuel. Remember, the news is always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Mike, back to you.
Do I have to come into work and get more depressing news about my Mets? Is this?
I'm so sorry, dear.
Well, I was looking at the one loss record. I didn't need you to tell me most of that
I'm
stuff.
I'm sorry. I'll do locusts next time. Locusts.
Yes, please. Thank you.